version of the plan to reduce Humboldt County's greenhouse gas emissions has been approved for environmental review. The county's Board of Supervisors signed off on the still formative draft at its September 10th meeting, a necessary step before preparing an Environmental Impact Report, or EIR. The Regional Climate Action Plan, referred to as the RCAP, outlines how the county and its cities will take actions to drive down carbon emissions. The plan has gone through changes with previous incarnations deemed to be unrealistic, but the draft on the table now includes a variety of measures believed to be doable. Planning Director John Ford explained how they build on efforts that are already underway.
The big ticket, the overview of what's being looked at in terms of achieving reductions is first giving a focus to renewable energy, and this is something that RCEA is already very much engaged in, and so it is really just supporting that effort more. And then the building electrification and decarbonization is something that the building code is increasingly doing. And as I recall, the objective there is like a 4% reduction for residential and maybe a 5% reduction by 2030 for non-residential. So the objectives are fairly small but significant. Obviously, changing the way that people move around, and the objective there is a combination of things, from VMT reductions, and that could be from emphasizing pedestrian bicycle connectivity to public transportation, to use of electronic vehicles or zero emission vehicles. The other component being targeted is separating organic waste out of the waste stream. That's already a part of SB 1383, something the county's already doing, but it's really just giving some more teeth to that.
You mentioned this, John. You know, there's been a lot of discussion at the Humboldt Waste Management Authority about this new law that's going to make us collect all our organic waste. And ultimately, yeah, we need to have our own processing facility where we can take that organic waste along with the fish waste from Nordic, along with green waste, appropriate green waste, and combine these things into a fertilizer product. So right now we're hauling, you know, bulk material out of the county, be it solid waste or organic waste, at great carbon usage, right, emissions and such. So if we can combine all those things, have our own plant, so that if we're shipping anything, it ought to be value added. It ought to be a fertilizer product, not just a organic waste or whatever. So I think there's some really great opportunities there with what's coming in that arena.
The plan defines local communities as either urban or rural and applies different measures and goals accordingly, but the definition that is currently in the CAP doesn't really make much sense. It calls anything outside the city limits of Eureka, Arcata, or Fortuna rural, doesn't account for population density or any other relevant characteristics or any existing definitions of urban areas, such as what's provided by the 2020 U.S. Census. I think it's pretty clear that places like Cutton or Myrtletown or McKinleyville are not really rural, and pretending that they are, the plan doesn't just sort of excuse these communities from pulling their weight. It's also saying that they will get less transit service, less bike and pedestrian infrastructure, less investment for climate infrastructure, and I think that's an outcome that nobody really wants. So we strongly encourage that the boundaries between urban and rural be revisited to reflect reality.
Roger.
construction funding.